almost unnoticed, prompts a realization towards a philosophy for life. It is truly impossible to learn nothing when you believe. June 2002. Gift wrapped. Share the gift of courage, and it may lead to forgiveness. Share the gift of forgiveness, and it may lead to hope. Share the gift of hope, and it may lead to peace. This year and every day, let us share gifts of the heart, which grow from a belief in something greater than us, that which was before us, that which is with us, that which will be beyond us. Let us think gently, speak gently, live gently, and the world may be blessed gently with the greatest gift of all, faith. December 2001. On being rich. I used to think that being rich meant having lots and lots of money and getting and doing everything you want. But I was wrong. Now I know that being rich means having lots and lots of love, honesty, respect, and friends. So, no matter how poor or wealthy you may be, it is always friends and gifts of the heart that really count. July 1999. Heaven's smile. On New Year's Eve, look out at the moon that will bring new tomorrows. And if the moon is God's thumbnail, then you can see heaven's smile. Know that the smile is a gift in the middle of the angel stars watching over us from above. Know that the cold air of winter brings us hugs as we keep tightly with each other for warmth. If you understand this, it will help you to get wiser and stronger. It will help our heart songs to grow. It will help peace to spread in the world. It will help Mother Earth to live another year. And if you see a shooting star, know that it is very special, even if we don't really get to wish on it. Understand that the gift is to our heart, and we can always wish within our heart. My wish, even if it is only in my heart, is for a safer next year that is not so rough, and that I am wishing on the eve of a peaceful new year and years. So remember, every New Year's Eve, look up into the sky and see heaven smile, and whatever moon is there, it will be a reflection of life and love, and a gift for you to meditate about the past, the present, and our future as we get stronger in understanding each year. December 1997. About dunderheads. When laughing with, everyone has fun playing the fool. When laughing at, the teaser is a lone, sad kind of fool. October 2000. A taming lesson. The little prince had a very kind, gentle, poetic, living mind, and that is what all people of the world need. December 1998. Flowing thoughtfulness.